Nazir Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. The Mishnah continues to discuss the topic of Hafaras Naziris, when the husband or father cancels his wife or daughter's commitment to be a Nazira. Now, what's interesting about this Mishnah is it wants to answer the following fascinating question. What happens if the husband, let's say, cancels his wife's neder, so she's no longer a Nazira, but she doesn't know it, and then she goes and drinks wine or cuts her hair? What are the consequences? That's the ultimate question that this Mishnah wants to discuss. So it starts with the baseline case. It says, Ha'isha shenadran benazir. You have a woman who commits to being a nazira. V'ha'isa shosa b'yayin umatam l'mesim. And then she transgresses one of the formal isuri d'oraisa of drinking wine, becoming exposed to tuma, so mace, and so on. Ha'reza sofeges es ha'arbaim. She absorbs the 40. This is a reference to Malchus, lashes that a person gets for transgressing mitzvah, losases, prohibitions of the Torah, assuming, of course, there was edim and hasara, she had witnesses, she had warning, they told her, don't drink that wine, because if you do, you're a nazira, you'll get lashes, and she says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways, and she does promptly, then the consequences are lashes. It says here, ha'arbaim, the 40, because the verse itself, the lashon of the pasuk, is arba'im yakenu, lashim 40 times, and so that's a reference to that. The truth is that even lashes d'madoraisa max out at 39 lashes. That would be the most a person would receive, but nevertheless, it's referred to as sofeges es arba'im throughout Kol Torah Kula. Now, the truth is, just so you should understand, that when a person violates an Isra D'Oraisa as a Nazir, say drinking wine, for example, so then they actually are over two different D'Oraisas. There's a specific Isra of, let's say, drinking wine. The Pasuk says that the Nazir, Yayin lo yishte, they can't drink wine, so that's definitely a transgression number one, for which one we get Malchus. But there's a second one, which is the generic prohibition that applies to all Nadarim of lo yachel devaro, a person may not profane his word, and he has to live up to his nadarim, his commitments, and which would apply to Naziris as well. So really, this woman, assuming she had the proper edim and hasra, the witnesses and proper warning, would actually be on the hook for two separate sets of 39 lashes midoraisa. Now, all that said, the truth is, there's not much of a chiddush in what I just said, because that's true for essentially all, or most, lavan in the Torah. If a person does it, bemaze it intentionally, then the consequences tend to be lashes. So that's not a real chiddush. But the next part is what's interesting. What happens if hefir la ba'ala? What if her husband canceled her nazirus? But v'hi lo yada shehefir la ba'ala. But she doesn't know that her husband canceled her nazirus. So she thinks she's a nazira. In fact, she isn't. And then v'haisa shosa v'yayin umetam lemesim. And then she does something that she's not supposed to do, midoraisa, like, for example, drinks wine or exposes herself to tumas mace. So now, in her head, she is wantonly, willingly, bemazed, doing an isra doraisa, for which she should be on the hook for two sets of malchus. But the truth is, klapei shemai, as far as heaven's concerned, the husband had canceled her naziris, and therefore she actually isn't a nazira, so actually she's not doing an isra doraisa at all. So the Mishnah says, eina sofeges es harbaim, she does not get lashes for that, at least not lashes d'oraisa, because in fact she didn't do a d'oraisa isra. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eina sofeges es harbaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, okay, maybe she won't get the 40 lashes for a d'oraisa because she didn't transgress the d'oraisa, but since she intended to do it and she acted rebelliously in intending to break the Torah, so then tispog makas mardus, she should at least get rabbinic lashes. Makas mardus, something like lashes for rebellion, because she intended to rebel against the Torah. Now, makas mardus typically are a punishment that is meted out for someone who violates an Isra Durabanan. Here it's not really technically a Durabanan, but she intended to be over an Isra Duraisa, so that's in the same kind of category. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, she should get at least rabbinic lashes. Now, the relationship between these two shitas is a machlokas. According to the Rambam, so he understands that Rabbi Yehuda is simply explaining the sheet of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said, Eina Sofeg Ases Harbaim. She doesn't get 40 Doraisa lashes or 39 Doraisa lashes, but she gets Makas Marta, she gets rabbinic lashes. Tosos disagrees. Tosos understands there's actually Machlokas here. Tanakhama holds that she gets nothing. Rabbi Huda says, no, she gets rabbinic lashes, because even though she didn't do an Isra Darabanan, she tried to do an Isra Doraisa. Assuming the halacha is like the Rambam, so then indeed she would get Makas Mardus. According to Tosos, no, she would get nothing at all. The halacha would presumably be like Tanakhama, she would get no punishment at all, because for technicality, she actually did nothing wrong, even though she intended to do so.